You're listening to the Overdrive Podcast, Hour 3.
Powered by Scarborough Nissan. Driving satisfaction. The Nissan Clearout Sales Event is on. Lease the new 2020 Nissan Rogue Special Edition from $327 a month for 60 months. Scarborough Nissan. Eglinton Avenue East at Warden.
Final hour for the week, Mail It In Friday, brought to you by sportsmarketplace.ca, the place to buy and sell all things sports. It's where sports fans go to put their stuff on waivers. Michael Bradley of TFC in about 5 minutes. A lot of footy on this show recently. This is where you go. If you want footy talk, soccer breakdowns.
What's footy talk? What the hell are you talking
about? Footy.
Football.
Is football. That's what, if you're really kind of ensconced in the soccer world.
I think KJ and those guys have a podcast, don't they? Footy Talks or something? Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, probably.
Well, we're big fans of them.
We love those guys. KJ, Luke Wildman,
yes.
Stephen Caldwell.
Stephen
legends.
Caldwell, yes.
Caldwell was down at City Hall getting people hyped for the playoff game tomorrow. I saw that.
Well, you know he can get into one.
He'll be down there tomorrow as TFC gets geared up for the 2019 MLS Cup playoffs. Home game tomorrow, Michael Bradley in about 5 minutes. Michael Lombardi later in the hour. Future headlines as well. So you got a couple of big games in the city tomorrow. Clearly a TFC playoff game. That's very significant. But Leafs-Bruins, whenever they play, and especially on a Saturday night, that's probably going to get a lot of attention.
There'll be a lot of eyes on that.
Yeah.
For so many different reasons, too. Not just last year's playoffs, but without John Tavares, what's Mike Babcock going to do with the lineup? Who's going to step up? How much minutes is Austin Matthews going to get? Would you argue, do you think you're going to see Matthews and Marner together at some point?
I'm not holding my breath on
that. I think you will. I really do.
You're saying in-game adjustments, a couple of shifts here or there?
Why not?
Well, I guess that can be expected. But what I want to see, and I've wanted to see it for over 3 years,
right,
give me 20 games.
Okay.
You know, like what he's done a few times is when it's really gone south, he's put Matthews and Marner together, and Babcock comes out and he goes, "Don't get carried away. It's not going to last."
Like see all those defensive chances they gave up.
Yeah, he makes sure everyone's aware that there's a timeline on it, and it's probably not going to be as lengthy as you'd like
him,
it to be.
Because if he doesn't want to see it, he doesn't want anybody getting too much credit, too much fame, this and that. It's got to be about him.
But
that's
guys,
his move.
But
that's
they have to back
move.
It up too, like. They can't, you know, they can get two chances but can't give up four. That's a thing. Depends on who they play with him, those two. Who would you like to see with him? Mikhaev?
Yeah, fire it up. Put the rookie out there with him.
Because he seems to be quite responsible.
He's played well.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have, like,
I wouldn't have a problem with it.
Go for it.
But to me, if you're playing against Boston, a team that's quite well-rounded, could you not find more time for Austin Matthews, farther down the lineup? I would have no problem with the GOAT missing a shift for Austin Matthews.
Never going to happen. That's creative.
I know, but I'm just saying that's where you can get an advantage in the game by messing with the other coach.
Mm-hmm.
Matchups. I'm in between the benches all the time. I watch the assistant coaches as they watch the player rotation.
Well, My expectation, based on how much emphasis Babcock puts on winning the draw, and
right,
he's not alone, 31 coaches in the league do that,
yeah.
Tavares has probably been their best guy in the circle. And if he's not available to you, if it's a big draw, I don't think he's putting Matthews on the ice. I think you're going to see Gauthier get more of them. Spezza's very good at it. Spezza, throughout his career, and especially recently, which is what you would expect, he's a 36-year-old, he's a grizzled vet. He knows the tricks. I think those are the guys that are going to get those opportunities. So if Matthews is going to get extra shifts, it's probably going to be on the fly.
Or on the wing.
Or maybe on the wing. Or maybe, you know, if it's an icing and it's in the offensive zone. But if it's a draw on the defensive end, I don't think Matthews is going over the boards.
But this is where,
unless it's his time to go over the boards. But they're not going to slide him out for extra shifts
never,
in that situation.
Never.
He won't do it.
But this is where you want the player to be able to play in all situations. That's on Austin Matthews. Like, Matthews has to be a better guy in the faceoff dot. That's on him to continue to work and grow that. Like, Mike Babcock can place you in that situation, but If you don't win a draw, that's on you. Or at least tie it and get some help from your wingers. You know Connor McDavid's going to be out there. Leon Draisaitl. I could argue that Leon Draisaitl could be one of the most complete players in the league right now.
He's top five for sure.
Like because yeah, he's dominant they right place now. Him in situations where he's on the penalty kill, he's taking draw, he's doing everything. So, you know, we'll get back into it, but I think it comes down to the player being placed in a situation. He's got to deliver.
But you've got to deliver, and you're getting paid to deliver.
11-6 to deliver.
You're getting paid a lot of money.
Yeah.
Highest paid guy on the team.
Yep.
Right? You've got to deliver. I'm sure it's been an interesting week for our next guest because he was on the other side of it at BMO on Tuesday night, and I don't think he's got a lot of experience, you know, in that situation. That's his house. When he's playing there tomorrow against DC United, unanimously loved, unanimously cheered on.
Right.
Tuesday night, Canada versus the United States. I think we all know it was a bit of a different situation. Big game tomorrow. First playoff game of the season for TFC. MLS Cup playoffs. 6 p.m. kickoff down at BMO Field. And joining us back on Overdrive is TFC midfielder and captain. Here's Michael Bradley. How you doing, Michael?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
We're doing well.
Anybody boo you the other night as a member of the opposition?
No, I have to say gave an incredible amount of support to the team in red and to Canada, but they directed all a positive way towards them, and I wasn't.
All right, we got to get him on a better line. See if we get a landline going there, because that would have been a good answer. I was like, I want to hear what he's saying. Because I think he was about to pump the tires of the Canadian national team.
I think he was, too. Boy, I saw the look. The grappler's
man,
in trouble. First of all, the grappler eats the pierogies.
Yeah, the pierogies. That was your order. You wanted pierogies.
Like, that's already... He's in trouble for that.
I wanted fries. I got potatoes.
Yeah, that didn't go
so well.
He was
in my cottage for free.
And we can't get, a clear line here. I think the grappler
that's
is
on the grappler. That's not
take
on,
that one
that's
on,
not on
chin.
Michael. That's not his fault.
Well, all we do is Monday, we check out Al's brother's producing skills.
Man, you're giving him the keys to your place. I wouldn't set him off before he goes up there. That thing may not be on its moorings by the time you get back up there.
It's not that luxurious, buddy.
Are there any rules? Like, are you any ground rules for the grappler and
no.
Mrs. Grappler before they go up?
No, nothing.
Okay. Do we have Michael back? You got us, Michael?
I'm back.
All right, buddy. Yeah, we got you. Yeah, so I think you're about to pump the tires of the Canadian national team. Did I hear that properly or what?
What I was going to say was this, that the atmosphere was incredible, and in terms of support and energy for Canada and all their players, that part was incredible, and at least that I could hear, there wasn't anything too negative towards me, so I appreciate that.
Yeah, I think you should expect that. I mean, you've been here for a long time. You're an American, but do you feel like an honorary, maybe not Canadian, but at least a Torontonian by now?
Absolutely feel like a Torontonian, so without a shadow of a doubt.
There you go. I noticed that a lot of people are trying to find similarities between the run you guys are on right now, how you're playing, and what we saw in 16-17. Can you sense that? I mean, do you feel like you guys have officially overcome the early season issues, what went down a year ago, and you feel like you're back in a form that can really do some damage in the playoffs?
Yeah, we do. We feel real good about things. You know, we feel like in this second half of the season, since we got everybody back from the Gold Cup and since we brought in a few new players, we feel like we've been in really good form. We feel like we're a hard beat. We feel like the mentality is good. We feel like we're continuing to get better and better every week. And ultimately, that's what you want. You want to feel like when the biggest games are coming and
all right. I don't know what we're going to do here. That's two for two. That's two strikes, man. This is the captain of TFC.
It's not his fault. He's in a bad spot.
The phone's dropping on us, man. I don't know if we can go back down that road.
One more time. We got to give it. Like, we love the guy. He's a friend of the show.
He's a friend of the show.
We get him one more crack.
Let's see if we can get to Johnny's house, maybe. Maybe if he's at his house, tell him to walk to Mike Johnson's place.
Well, he doesn't know who that guy is.
We got to figure out if he actually knows who Mike Johnson is. That's concerning.
Michael, do we have you back, buddy?
No.
Okay, that's enough. Hold on. You just got to pick it up and say, we'll catch them after they win on Saturday. We can't keep, I'm not
Monday,
doing this anymore.
Monday, one more time, it's
no,
Friday.
No, 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 that's three strikes. It's not his fault, but the phone's out. We got an audience here, we can't do it. It's no disrespect to him, but if the phone isn't going to work.
No, I've had enough.
Yeah, I'm Gary Thorning this one. I have to.
Dude, you know what? As a vet, not the captain, but as a leader of this group, that was the right call. You can't keep going.
We're not doing it again.
Because
then
he picks it up again, and then
not fair to the audience.
I got to be honest, though. I feel like the real shift in the attitude of this group here was when the food arrived. The minute that the grappler said there was no corn, that was it. You were done. The minute that he said, I'm sorry, I messed up, I got you mashed potatoes instead of fries, that
you
was
were
no
pissed
good.
Off.
That was it. And I was fine with my order until I went back into the control room looking for some pierogies.
Mm-hmm.
And he just looked me in the eyes and said,
no, I ate them too.
I ate them all.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, it's not been a good afternoon.
But that's what's happened.
For any of us.
In a span of 20 minutes, it's gone off the rails.
It's literally been a mail-in Friday.
Yeah, that's disappointing because we got a big game tomorrow.
I think the food order really messed with our psyche.
And I really want to know if he knows who Mike Johnson is. Like, we'll get him on after they win. I'm telling you, they're going to beat D.C. United
Monday,
tomorrow.
Monday, 4:30, he'll be our first call.
Yeah, if he's willing to come on Monday, it's going to have to be on a landline.
He probably hates our guts now.
Well, it's not our fault, man. We had him on three. That's three strikes. Do you know how many times we've done three strikes on bad cell reception?
None.
Zero times.
None.
Usually it's once.
Once, and it's got to come to an end. And we went three strikes.
Well, what if
Serrano?
What if Brucey Boudreau didn't want to come back on this show because we went silent on him?
Well, I wouldn't blame him.
And he gave us the hello.
Hello.
That's on us.
Right.
This is not. It's not on Michael Bradley. It's on the cell. I mean, there's nothing you can do. Cell reception is what it is.
Well, where he lives, I'm pretty sure that area has pretty good cell reception.
So I'm familiar with it.
I've talked to Mike Johnson from that area.
Right. 5G.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't think he knows Johnny. I don't think he knows who he is.
I think.
What is
does.
That area called? Forest Hill or
no?
No, it's like North York or
yeah,
kind of North York,
right?
But like the nice area of it.
What? There's gritty not areas. A nice area of
well,
North York.
I think
York?
There is some gritty areas in North York.
Well, there's gritty areas all over the city.
Yeah, it
everywhere you turn.
Well, there's some fantastic.
Path, there's some gritty spots in the
there's
bridal
path.
There's
not one gritty area in the bridal path.
You'd be
is
surprised.
There?
There's a couple of houses in the bridal path that are just vacant and have been for a long time. I'll bet you there's some shady stuff going on behind those closed
okay,
doors.
Okay, but the land is probably worth $1 zillion.
Yeah.
The house may be boarded up and for sale.
It's such a like an oxymoron. You're driving down the bridal path and you're like, the landscaping's all out of whack. Like, get on the Jiffy app and figure that out.
But
and the house is all boarded up.
It's because it's probably old money. That's what it is.
Yeah, it's money that they don't even realize they have.
And it's an old house,
yeah.
And they don't live there.
They've moved
and they can sell it for $20 million.
Yeah, that's probably true. Well, that's a shame. Shout out to Michael Bradley. We'll get him back on next week.
We love him. I feel bad because I felt like the second time around.
How old is he? He's got to be
32 years old, and he makes 6.5 sheets.
He's on his this is his last year of his deal, too, which I was going to – I don't want to put him in that headspace going – you don't want to ask him, hey, are you thinking tomorrow could be your last game with a
– oh, there's been grumblings about his age and
– yeah.
He can still play, though. That's
yeah, he's playing for the national team. I mean –
yeah, I think he gets another contract and
– he means a lot here. Like, exactly. Him committing to TFC, like – that was a real significant moment. Jovinko coming over here, for Europeans, you know, Toronto, New York, L.A., you may have a preference, for
right.
sure, but you're not familiar with the culture, and you're maybe just saying, where can I get the most money? I'm going to come over for a bit, and I'm heading back. To have an American and a prominent American pick Toronto, where you know Bradley could have played in New York, could have played for the Galaxy or something like that.
Right.
Like,
right.
Maybe they weren't going to give him the same amount of money. But for an American to commit to Toronto, and Altidore's done the same thing.
Yeah.
Altidore's an American as well. He loves Toronto and is committed to Toronto. And
I've heard that Jovinko regrets going on. Like, he's dying. Like, he would have loved to come back.
He's in Saudi Arabia, I believe. That is a culture shock. You go from Toronto over to Saudi Arabia, that's a big difference.
It is.
And I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, I think he wanted to be here. They just
They moved on.
Yeah, and they weren't willing to give him
the money
he wanted to get.
But they moved on from him, and life goes on, and they've kind of rounded back into form.
Yeah, they're back now.
For a while there,
it
was a bit touch and go.
It was ugly early on. And last year was really ugly.
They just had one of those years.
Yeah.
They had a bad year last year.
All right, we'll get to Michael Lombardi, our NFL insider. Maybe.
Let's hope.
Maybe we won't.
Landline. We got to go landline.
No.
Nobody has a landline.
Yeah.
I can't be a hypocrite. I don't have a landline.
I have a landline.
We're all saying landline. None of us have one.
I do.
I don't have one.
I have a landline.
You have a home phone?
Yes, and I do phoners on it. I did a phoner today in Vancouver on my landline.
Well, that's very responsible of you.
You don't have a home phone, do you?
No, I don't. I haven't had a home phone since I
No
moved
one does
out.
Anymore.
Yeah. I haven't had one in 10 years.
I think it's mandatory, isn't it, with the cable service?
No, you get it.
But you just don't plug
it in. But I just don't have it. Like, technically, I'm sure I have a phone assigned to my account.
To your house. Yeah.
I don't know what it is, and I don't have a phone.
But you pay for it.
Yeah.
Whatever it is that per month.
I probably should just fire up a phone just to have it. But I'm just going to get calls.
You don't pay for it if you don't have a line, if you don't have a number.
Well, yeah, I'm sure it's buried in
the
package, man.
Yes. And here's the other thing.
They know what they're doing.
These telemarketers.
That's what I'm saying. That's the only call I'm going
to
get.
I had a telemarketer the other day tell me to F off.
Really?
Yeah. He gave me the F off.
Well, that's the guy for the gutters, right? Or whatever it is?
No. That guy, he knows. Like, I when I ask, he wants to clean my ducts or whatever. I go, where'd you get
that
this
That guy right there gets some language that he's not quite familiar with.
He gets it from everyone, though.
He's prepared for it.
I want to take an air horn and, like, blast it into the phone.
Like, how bad does that bastard want to clean people's ducts?
I always go.
He wants to clean. He's called everybody in Canada.
But here's the thing, though.
I've got the call.
He tells you, I'm coming
Stop
over.
Stop calling me.
But the way he approaches it, he's like, I'm coming over to clean your ducts. Like, what? What are you talking about? Yeah, you want your ducts clean? I'm like, no. And how did you get this number? And then he'll hang up.
I think he's just going through the Rolodex.
Yeah, but where does he get the number from?
It's not hard to come up with a number. Like, if it's a 416.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm telling you, he's called everyone in Toronto and everyone in Canada. You want your ducks fired up? What?
He has.
Yeah, I've had that
How
call.
Many people, and please send a tweet, a text, or an email, have responded, yeah, come on over and fire up the ducks.
Could you imagine that? Like, imagine saying, oh, I can't, you're a godsend. I can't believe you just called me.
Like, just 9 in the morning. Hello? Yeah, I'm coming over to fire up the duck. Okay, great. See you in 10.
Yeah, we'll see you. Like,
here's 500.
It's ridiculous. I hate that guy. Because he calls at the most inopportune moment.
It's, and they're annoying. It's like, you want your ducks cleaned?
Yep, it's awful. It's awful. All right. Michael Lombardi, potentially. Future headlines later in the hour. Al's brother, we can bank on.
Yes.
Al's brother's coming in with picks. That I can guarantee.
And we should all come up with our own duck cleaning proposal for a phone call. See whose is the best.
Overdrive continues. TSN 1050 and on TSN 2. Future headlines later in the hour. Michael Lombardi, our NFL insider, in just a moment. It sounds like Mahomes has dodged a bullet, and it sounds as if he will be available in a few weeks. And you know the team is pushing for that. I would assume he's going to play. You know, he's an athlete. His dad was a pro athlete. Usually when you're raised that way, it's like if you can go, you go, and your team's in contention and take advantage because you don't know what could come in the future. But
different world now, though.
Different age, man. You get the agents involved, the publicist involved.
Yeah.
All you have to say is you're looking at the biggest contract in NFL history.
I think he's a warrior, though. I think he says, I'm going in.
I hope he does because I love watching him play.
Yeah.
You know, like I said earlier, the only reaction that would be more viral, I think, would be Brady. Yeah. Just because of who he is and the age. Like, if Brady really injured his knee last night, if he was playing, people would be like, is that the last time we're ever going to see him play?
Yeah, the age would factor in massively.
Yeah.
But I think Mahomes, like you said, like most athletes sit there, they want to be involved. They don't want to sit and watch their team, and especially if their team starts drowning. That's why I'm still so perplexed with Dustin Byfuglien watching his team sink or swim. Well, when he knows, like, he could be a difference maker.
But here's the thing. He appears to be an exception to the rule. He doesn't want to be involved.
Right.
Because if you just show up and you're like, I don't know if I want to play.
Yeah.
You don't want to play. Like, you might eventually come
around and miss it.
Come the Jesus moment here at some point. But at least day one of camp, Big Buff said, not that interested.
Yeah. No
but Mahomes, you know, it appears as if he could be back in a few weeks. Here's our NFL insider, Michael Lombardi.
Michael, we were just talking. What do you think the agent's advice to Mahomes would be? You know, he seems like a gamer. He wants to play under any circumstances. But with what's looming, a possible contract, setting an NFL record, I think they're talking $200 million. I don't know what they're talking about. But you think he's getting advice to say, you take your time with this?
Oh, I think the team's got to give him good medical advice. Look, his game is about movement. His game's about sliding in the pocket. His game's about making throws from different angles and moving all over the field. And if you've got a bad knee and you're not doing that, you're not the same player. You know, I would tell him Patrick Mahomes needs to be Patrick Mahomes. And however long it takes you to get to become Patrick Mahomes, you ain't playing. I think we got to win as a team, and you can't let this kid go back on the field unless he can operate. Look, I don't. All these reports about 3 weeks. You know, the one thing, Twitter must have 4 billion orthopedic surgeons out there because everybody's doing a diagnostic on what they saw, and nobody's seen the MRI. Everybody's just guessing to be the first one to say this is what it is. Until you see the MRI and you can see the stability in his knee, there's no chance you know how long he's going to play for.
I got to ask you, and the only reason I had interest in this game is because me and my colleague here, we bet $50 on Thursday and $100 on Monday, and I got kicked last night. What the hell was Denver doing? Like, what was that? I've never seen so many sacks. It was embarrassing.
Well, Flacco is
awful.
What
they were trying to do was, you know, I mean, look, they tried to run the ball, but the problem was Kansas City never got out of their base defense. Even though Fox won't tell us what they're doing on defense, like, Kansas City just said, you could put three receivers on the field. You could put four. We're going to stay at our base, and we're not going to let you run the ball. And that's what they did. And once you take away the running game, now Joe Flacco's got to participate in the game. That's not a pretty sight, you know. And so, and then Garrett Bowles. I mean, how does Garrett Bowles keep a job? I mean, seriously, the guy can't play unless he holds. I mean, you're better off putting a Coke machine at left tackle. At least he won't hold the Coke machine, and you still have to go around it, you know. So it's ridiculous. I mean, Denver's not a good team. I think Denver should embark on this trade deadline and trade some of their good players to try to rebuild the team because right now they're not built to play very well.
Well, what has to happen for John Elway to be in trouble in Denver?
John Elway makes $12 million a year. I think John Elway's the highest paid NFL executive and coach.
12?
I don't think he's $12 million a year. I don't think he's going anywhere.
Well, I mean, legendary status, we get it.
How the hell do you pay an executive $12 million a year?
Elway.
Because you're intoxicated, I guess. I don't know. You know, it's $1 million a month. I'm sure he's bringing $1 million a month worth of production to the job. I don't know. I mean, it's bizarre. It's bizarre. I don't know why they pay him $12 million a year. I mean, I know this. Belichick's worth $12 million a year. I know John Elway's not.
No, he's not.
Belichick's worth $30 a year.
Well, that's
why he wins.
That he wins, and you know Belichick. Belichick probably showed up today and pretended like he hadn't heard about the Mahomes injury. Like, that would be par for the course with him. But he's got to be sitting there. He'd never say it publicly. But, man, they got to feel good in the AFC. Don't they? Like, aren't the Pats looking at this saying it's wide open?
Yeah, but he's so focused on his team. I don't think he's worried about what's going on at the Chiefs. You know, I think he's so worried about his own team getting receivers that can play, becoming better at what he has to do on offense. I mean, his defense is outstanding, but they got to make some improvements offensively, and I think that's going to be his main focus. He never gets caught up in that other stuff. You know, he really doesn't. I mean, it's not really a charade. It's not a facade. It's who he is.
He is former NFL executive writer with The Athletic and host of the GM Shuffle podcast, Michael Lombardi. How did you feel about the Jalen Ramsey to the L.A. Rams trade?
Well, look, I mean, the Rams picked Jared Goff. They won't have another number one pick until the year 2022. I mean, look, the Yankees tried this in baseball. They tried to sign all their free agents. They lost their farm system. It didn't work. I think football's a game of attrition. You need really good depth. You need the ability to have a team that's pretty good from 1 to 40, you know, and the Rams aren't. They have five great players, and then they have a bunch of guys that really maybe can't play. I think it's going to prove to be problematic. Now, they might get more people in the stands, but I don't think it's going to help them win. Two or three injuries, and this team's done.
Well, that's it. I mean, they could be third in the division anyway, right? Even with the way Seattle and the Niners are playing.
I mean, San Francisco went down there and just kicked their butt after a 10-day rest. I mean, that was a big game for them. San Francisco had no problem. And look, they put all their money in Jared Goff. You guys, I mean, Jared Goff's not a great player. Jared Goff's a system player. The guy that deserves the money in Los Angeles is McVay. You got to get, he deserves the money, not Jared Goff. I think they made a huge mistake there.
Who do you like, Eagles Cowboys Sunday night?
Hard one for me because I don't know who's playing for the Cowboys. I think it's a real problem. The Cowboys have dominated this series the last couple of years. I think if the Cowboys have their receiver, Amari Cooper, and their two tackles, they got a chance to win. If not, I like the Eagles.
Is that how you feel about the division long term?
I like the Eagles long term. I think the Eagles are the best team in the division. I just don't trust Jason Garrett, who I call the clapper. I don't trust him to be able to put a good product on the field week in and week out.
Does he clap on Tuesday if they lose? It doesn't look good for him.
He claps and he spits. He's one of the great spitters of all time, too.
Yeah, classic. He loves throwing a flag, too, man. He loves making a point. The clapper, that's a great handle. All right, enjoy the week. Thank you, Michael.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Michael Lombardi joining us here, NFL Insider.
Direct from a cocktail party.
That sounded like they were getting after it.
There was somebody enjoying themselves.
He is at Happy Hour. Where does that guy live? Where would he be? Grapples?
Friday afternoon, somebody is enjoying themselves.
I don't know.
He was at a Happy Hour.
At a patio.
I hope he's on the West Coast. So it's 3:30. Oh, he's in Jersey? He's in Jersey.
Well, there's people getting after. Maybe he's in New York City.
Maybe he's at the Bing.
Could be.
Dude, I've been a healthy scratch or injured in Jersey, kind of Long Island area, and I've had former teammates take me to places. Walk in, out, nope, out.
Yeah.
No way.
Well, there's...
You can tell there's people in there you do not need to be hanging out with.
There's some Russian areas, too.
No, Brooklyn. Just the whole ball, like, I'm not doing that. No way. Mm-hmm. Like, 5 minutes, I'm out of here.
Well, Jersey, like, it... You leave Manhattan, and there's parts of Manhattan that are gritty.
Yeah, there's some seedy
really
spots,
seedy.
Sure.
But you get, like, when we were down there for the draft years ago, that was a Freddie Gauthier draft.
Yeah, in Jersey.
Jordan Stahl.
I remember walking out of the rink. I couldn't find a cab, and I'm walking around Newark. And
what are you talking about? I would have been with you.
No, you left. Shockingly, you were impatient, and you left. You got out.
So I went up to you and said, by the way, I'm just leaving on
yes,
my own terms.
Yeah. You left. I'm telling you, I was on my own getting back to the hotel. You can act surprised as much as you want, bewildered.
Also, our show wrapped up, and we just started walking out of the building, and I looked at you and said, I'm going to go on my own.
No, I think it was one of these. Hey, buds, there's only a few picks left. Can you take care of it? And then, boom, you're out the door.
A what?
There are only a few picks left. It was after the draft. It was towards the end of the draft. It was probably pick 29, and your bags were packed, and you were on the freeway back to Manhattan.
I would have never done it.
I'm telling you.
We never stayed in Manhattan. We stayed in Jersey.
Jersey City. Regardless of where the final destination was, I'm telling you, we did not.
You were by yourself.
Yes.
In Newark.
Getting back to the hotel. I'm telling you, Matt.
Because he left in the seventh round.
Dude, you weren't there. Me and him
there.
Did a 12-hour shift.
It was a long shift.
Two years in a row we did it.
Yeah. Every single pick. Just the two of us. No draft expert.
You were coming up with stuff like, this guy's from Nova Scotia. I've heard great. I'm like, yeah,
you've heard good things about him, too.
That's
like every other turkey around this place. Like, Craig Button and Bob do all the work, and then everyone else around Canada is like, here's my list and thoughts about the upcoming draft.
And all they do is cut and paste Craig or Bob's
list. You mix up a few little picks in the middle
you
of the draft.
You exchange 9 for 7, and then you're like, this is my list.
Yep. I've heard good things is your classic draft line.
I'm hearing big things.
Heard really good things.
Read a piece
a source.
About him.
Or you know what your other move is? Yeah. Great program. Comes from a great program. Yeah. The Halifax Mooseheads, they've been pumping out NHLers. Quality program.
All you do is talk about the team. Well, the team is in transition.
Well,
they
that's
need
it.
That. They need a
needed this kind of guy.
Yeah.
Exactly what you're looking for. I'm walking around Newark by myself trying to find a cab. Terrified.
Of course you are.
Finally get one. This guy starts going down a road that, like, I was convinced this was the end of me.
Yeah, it was.
And then he just darts left,
Dexter.
And all of a sudden you're on the freeway and you're on your way to...
I know exactly that road because there's warehouses and a train track.
Yeah.
And he turns left.
And out of
and
nowhere,
goes,
you're on
the
ramp.
There's the freeway. Yeah.
It's in the ramp
I
looks creepy.
I know that road.
Well, that's the road I was on by myself.
And it's dark.
It's probably. Like 12 o'clock at night.
There's no light. Yeah.
No. This guy's already at the lobby bar.
That is Dexter. You're going
I'm sorry.
When you bring in a lie,
it's not a lie.
There was shuttles. That's how I know you're lying. There was shuttles from the draft from New Jersey back to the hotel.
We didn't take the shuttles. We were on our own program the whole time. Dude, the night before, remember where we were? And who we were out with?
Was that an incident?
Yeah, there was a bit of a man conversation.
Yeah, you almost got your head caved in.
No, not necessarily.
How was your voice the next day?
I was fine.
We were great. We were in great spirits.
Couple of true pros.
Never know.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. Never know.
Yeah. I didn't give any. I was going to on the broadcast last night just to see because I think Graps is either watching or just trying to pull some nonsense to see if I messed up last night.
No, you're fine, man. I caught the first period and a half.
It was fine. I mean,
it was,
like I said,
it was
a high event game.
There.
It was fine.
You were great as always. But I love you and Gord.
Well, Gord's good. CC's fantastic, too. We got the best play. I'm biased, but we got the best play-by-play guys in the league. I really believe
Yeah, they're
that.
Spectacular. Yeah.
But, I mean, there's not that many of them. Even on the other side, they're good, too. But it's just it was a high event game, and there's lots to talk about. But Vegas is Vegas.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, man. You're lying about Jersey.
I'm telling you, man. I'm a
professional
together.
Broadcaster. I just look at my partner and say, you do the seventh round, I'm out of here.
But wasn't that?
I would never
it was
do
the
that.
First round. It was only the first
and wasn't
round.
Wasn't it the first? Like, this was
our
first.
Only job was to do the first round. I would have never looked at you and said, hey, bud, the last five picks, can you handle this?
Are you going to pretend like you forget, like you leaving early, putting up poll questions saying, can I leave at 6:45? You think it's blasphemy to believe that you may have said,
I've left early twice in 6 years. That's a fact.
I don't remember the context of why we didn't cab back to the hotel together, but we didn't. I'm telling you. I don't know.
Once again, Mr. Commissioner, I think he misremembers the conversation that we had.
Yeah. You misremembered.
You do.
You have a wrong conclusion of what went down
I know what
in
happened.
Jersey.
I had to do a TV hit. That's exactly what I
no,
had to
No, you
do.
Weren't doing TV no. yet. You were a nobody.
I started doing
TV. You were a plug. You were.
I this think wasn't this joke. The first year?
Yes,
that he
it was
with
the
us.
First year, and the first year we went to the draft. We had never done any drafts before. I'm telling you, man. I know you left. I don't know if you
so
left.
So I just
early.
Start working with a guy, and we get the assignment to the draft. And in the middle of the draft, I just said, "Hey, pal,
no,
I'm not sure what
Here's
you're up
my
to."
Here's my guess. There was a request. Can you stick around for the show afterwards? I'll bet you the tap man was wrapping up the draft coverage.
Right,
and it was. You're up. I'm out of here. You talk to the tap man. That would be my guess. And I stuck around.
I would have never done anything unprofessional where it's like part of our assignment. I said, not for me.
I don't know what happened.
Though. You probably put your hand up and said, I'm going to go talk to Jerry Lawless in Winnipeg, and I'm going to do another hour with them, and then I'm going to come
back.
That
might have been what happened.
Yeah.
Regardless of what happened, I don't even know what happened.
Yeah,
I just
so
know.
Don't sewer me and say I left the
oh,
show.
Oh, yeah. It's a 7-year retroactive sewering. Yeah, what are you going to get in trouble? It doesn't matter.
You're
but
get a phone call.
The point is, we did not cab back to the hotel together. End of discussion. All right?
Well, I'm glad because I would have got back to the hotel, and then 5 minutes later, I would have got your text. Where are you? I'm in the lobby. When are we leaving for dinner? Are
no,
you ready for dinner?
I shut
the lobby
it down.
For
that
dinner.
Night. I shut
midnight.
It down. I wasn't going back out again
if
that night.
It was midnight. That's scary stuff.
We
too,
missed
in
out.
Oh,
you
you're wrong.
Out.
We were out that night. We were in the lobby bar with the people from the Flames. And
no, I think that was the first night we got down there.
We were in New York, you idiot. See that? You don't know nothing.
You drove down there anyway. We didn't fly down there. We didn't fly back. No. We were barely
we
together.
We did Manhattan one night. We had a big time in Manhattan.
We did.
Drove to the draft?
Yeah, this was when he wouldn't fly.
Yeah, I drove to New Jersey.
He
it was
drove
awful.
To Florida
that's like
10 one year.
Hours or something. How
we
long?
Were talking yesterday. The time I had to drive to Florida,
yeah.
I think I was gone for 12 days.
Yeah.
The draft was on a Saturday. I left here on a Wednesday, and I got back like the next Friday. And I remember, I think Jeff just started working here, our boss, and he was like,
where
the hell
setup.
Is this guy?
Yeah. Who signed off on this?
Yeah, well, you fly now.
Oh,
you,
yeah. I'll never go back.
Why would you drive? Like, that's just...
Mm-hmm. Never know.
That's tough.
Yeah.
But plus, you like staying at those seedy hotels along the way. That's
not anymore.
Thing.
No driving.
All class, five star.
Exactly.
All right, we'll get to our best bets with Al's brother. Mm-hmm. Future headlines.
Grappler, one of your tough assignments. You have to set up shop for Al's brother.
Yeah, that chair, the mic, everything's got to be set up.
And I know it kills you and you hate it.
You got to do it.
I mean, we'll see if the mic works. How about that?
And Noodles, you got to let him use your headphones.
I know.
Al's brother needs headphones.
No, he's getting some earmuffs. He's not getting my headphones.
Overdrive continues, TSN 1050. All right, we'll get to future headlines here in a moment. Al's brother will be in with another can't-miss winning ticket. Our poll question brought to you by JerseyFactory.com. Custom team uniforms and logos at prices to suit any budget. Play like a pro, look like a pro, JerseyFactory.com. Very misleading poll question. Because we've been asking who had a worse time in Vegas. Noodles, Lady Gaga, Scott Sabourin.
Noodles had a great time. Noodles so did Sabourin.
And Sabourin survived
Gaga's
the fight.
Gaga's the only one that had a bad time.
Yeah. Lady Gaga should have 100% of the vote. She only has 56%. I mean, she got pile-drived off the stage by some goon she called up.
That's the thing. That's on her. But I like the fact that she battled back.
Yeah, full credit to Lady Gaga.
She
got
brought
back
the guy
up
back up on stage.
Well, she felt bad for him.
Well, you knew his life was over. If she stays down with like a broken leg or something, like that's a life-altering moment for him.
What if he broke his leg? Would he have sued her?
No. Because he was the idiot who was... That's the thing.
He would have said, Gaga brought me up there and made me do this goofy dance.
I'll bet you he would have sued.
Yeah, he probably would have.
He might still sue.
For what?
He'll be in a neck brace leaving Vegas.
Yeah, harassment.
He'll be walking around the strip in a neck brace.
I hope not.
I wouldn't be surprised. Al's brother in about 2 minutes.
Get him in here.
For future headlines?
So come in and sit.
We can't do that. We can't. He's focused on his... Best bets.
Yeah,
I don't want to mess around.
He better bring the heat. Was he 3 for 3 yesterday?
Yes, and he's feeling it today.
That 20, you win 164, right?
Yeah, there was a lot of money that was on the line. Future headlines brought to you by sportsmarketplace.ca, the place to buy and sell all things sports. It's where sports fans go to put their stuff on waivers. Future headlines, the Chiefs shut down Patrick Mahomes for the year and they missed the playoffs, or... He comes back later in the season and leads them to a Super Bowl appearance.
I'd say Super Bowl appearance.
Me too. I just think he's that good.
Yeah, I think he's coming back. He's a gamer. He's, you know, the son of a former athlete.
Won't be long for him.
And you're in the window, man. Like, especially being the son of an athlete. What his dad will say is you never know when you can win again.
By the way, that guy is set up for the whole deal. Like every endorsement, he's got the hair, he's got the look.
Yeah, he's a good-looking guy.
He's a smart kid.
Athlete.
He's a competitive kid. He's fantastic.
He knows what's up.
He doesn't seem to be controversial at all.
No, he plays the role he's a pro. Good stuff.
He's the real deal.
Yeah. Future headline: the Astros finish off the ALCS tonight in New York. Or the Yankees find a way to push it to at least Game 7.
Over tonight.
I say they push it to Game 7. Their bats get hot.
They got to get through Verlander and Gerrit Cole.
I know.
I can't see it. I think it ends tonight, personally. I'm worried Al's brother's going to come in, though, and pick the Yankees.
What was the format of that series? 2-3-2?
Yeah. Yeah. Verlander, full rest, Yankee Stadium tonight. This is a... Kevin Costner type of moment.
You think so?
Yeah. This is
for the love of the game?
For the love of the game.
Clear the mechanism.
Old man Yankee Stadium lives for it. Come on in, Al's brother. We need some music for when Al's brother...
Big brother.
No, when Ricky Vaughn used to come in from the bullpen.
We need
all I do is win, no matter what.
There he is. Al's brother getting a lot of love online.
Yeah.
You picked three bangers yesterday, man. I mean, you're feeling yourself, and you should be.
Yeah, no, I thought yesterday was pretty good.
Do you need earphones? Or
you can't have mine.
No, sorry, it should be good.
Okay, you're good.
I should be good.
I just wanted to clarify. All right, go ahead. Give us your read and your winners.
All right, time now for today's best bet brought to you by ProLine. I'm with you, Brian, today. I got Justin Verlander and the Houston Astros moving on to the World Series. Print the shirts.
I love it.
Take the visitors there. Detroit and Edmonton, The over-under set at 6.5. This is going to be a goal fest. Take the over.
Love it.
And then in the CFL tonight, British Columbia and Saskatchewan. No Mike Riley for BC. Go Saskatchewan with the visitor plus. Put down $20. $92 is your payout. You can find my picks on Twitter at TSN 1050 Radio. You can get way into the game with ProLine. It's a sports betting game that lets you turn small wagers into big excitement. Before you wager, get the latest odds, event info, and matchup stats on your phone. ProLine, get way into the game.
Spectacular.
It's the best thing.
Just start handing out the money now.
I want them on the show, like it's the four brilliant. Of us.
I love that now. You bet the CFL game tonight. I probably would not have picked up on that, but that sounds like some free money. You're right. No Mike Riley. BC's brutal.
Oh, big time. Visitor plus, hammer it.
Green Nation, I love the Riders tonight. Yeah. I love them. And who, you had the over in the Edmonton game. Great call.
Yeah, Detroit coming off a back-to-back. Edmonton, you got Leon Draisaitl and Connor McDavid. They're good for 6.5 points themselves.
Yeah, how many points for those two tonight?
Against?
Detroit.
Detroit.
Bernie is in that.
I say 4 points between the two of them.
2-2?
I'm higher than that. Johnny Burns?
I'll bet you 20. It's not higher than that.
You still owe me 20, actually.
I gave you $50. I'm revenging. I just gave you $50.
But isn't it 20 from last week?
Do you have the tape, Mullen? Let's see if we can get this in before we go under the wire. Just
what
play
tape?
Just play the tape. Your voice is in it anyway. I think they actually kicked you out of the actual animation. And
I'm going to put up a $20 cash prize for the winner.
I like that. Okay, so we'll do that later.
A $20 cash prize for the winner.
All right, we'll do that later. Trivia winner. Keep it, and I'll bet you. No,
I'm a man of my word.
No, keep it.
Who's a liar and a snake?
What a catch. Yeah.
New Jersey, you're lefty at the draft. You're a snake.
I'll take the over on the combined points. 20 on the line.
Yes, I love it.
Jersey, you left me alone.
A liar,
not
a snake.
Foxhole guy.
We'll be back on Monday
at 4 p.m.
We'll chat then.
Scarborough Nissan is one of the largest volume Nissan dealers in the GTA, and they'd like to thank their customers for the continued support during the construction on Eglinton. Come on in. They're open.
The Nissan Clearout sales event is on. Lease the new 2020 Nissan Rogue Special Edition from $327 a month for 60 months. That's like paying only $75 a week.
Scarborough Nissan. Driving satisfaction. Visit them on Eglinton Avenue East at Warden Ave. Visit ScarboroughNissan.com.
You've been listening to the Overdrive Podcast, Hour 3. Powered by Scarborough Nissan. Driving satisfaction. The Nissan Clearout sales event is on. Lease the new 2020 Nissan Rogue Special Edition from $327 a month for 60 months. Scarborough Nissan. Eglinton Avenue East at Warden.